Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And right now we're being joined by someone who is an amazing human being. More importantly, was an amazing football player. National championship at Florida State, three-time Pro Bowler, Walter Payton Man of the Year, and he's also a member right now of the Falcons ownership group, not just their Ring of Honor. It's Warrick Dunn. Warrick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to hop on. I understand you're doing something pretty cool right now with the NFL and Health Alumni. We're going to get to that. Just some football questions right out of the gate. So far on the show, we've been talking about running backs. And, you know, when you think about the way the game is played right now, you were someone who was capable of catching the ball out of the backfield. You were capable of running, but we've seen that even explode so much right now with your McCaffreys, with your Barkleys. When you look at the running back position, how has it really changed, if any, from when you played?
Well, I think today the running back position, I mean, it's changed a lot because they do running back by committee. I mean, when I was playing, you wanted to have that main guy. Another guy would come in on third down, be that utility back. But today, you know, every running back has to be versatile. It's not that one guy you're just going to pound, pound, pound. They got to have skills to catch the ball out of the backfield, picking up blitzes, blocking, and so forth. So they can't just run. They got to do it all. And I think that's really the game has transitioned from when I played to really utilizing, you know, individuals' overall skills. Sometimes I wish I played in this era. I mean, goodness gracious, you know, because they can get the ball in the open field. You make people miss. I mean, that's what the game is today, really trying to isolate individuals, get them open field so they can make people miss.
When you look at running backs who are currently playing, do you find there to be like a prototype back? You look at a battering ram like Henry, and then you look at someone like McCaffrey and Saquon. What do you think?
Well, I don't want to be the Henry because, you know, that's a lot of pound, pound, pound. You know, that the more hits you take, the more the body wears down over the course of time. You know, I like a McCaffrey. I like a Kamara. Cook, right? Guys who are very versatile. They're not just one dimensional. They don't have to come off the field when it's third and long, right? You want guys who can play every down. And I like the fact that their coaches are utilizing them in multiple ways. I mean, lining up in the slot, you know, moving them around. I think that's benefit to them. And that's just where the game has evolved. I mean, just over the course of time, it's moved that way.
Absolutely. Warrick Dunn is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When you talk about wearing down, man, you had a hell of a career. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about later on in the show tonight is just longevity. Is there a player that you personally looked at, whether they were of your era or prior to you, where you said, man, I wish we saw more of him?
That's a hard one because there's so many guys who, you know, they didn't get a lot of time. So you don't know what their true potential would have been because, like I said, they had the main guy and then guys would come in and they would show spurts or they would give you flashes of hope and greatness. But it's so many guys, you know, that it's hard to name one. I mean, when I was growing up, my idol was Tony Dorsett. Why? Not a big guy, small guy. He was able to still be consistent, but I mean, he was tough. I mean, he ran inside, he ran outside. And as kids, we idolized the person before us. We tried to steal some of their moves and so forth. And I just tried to steal some things. But, you know, even when I was playing, I mean, when you asked me that, I mean, I watched Barry, but you also watched the other guys that were that came in and they would have flashes of greatness, right? It's like, can they stay healthy? You know, can they be consistent with it? And you know, that's really what I was looking for, a guy who can be consistent down in and down out. And, you know, so many guys that came, it's hard to name just one, right? So, I mean, I like Clinton Portis, I like his running style, get him on the edge, make a guy miss, boom, right? So, I mean, Cadillac Williams, who was just a hard-nosed grounder, boom, injuries, right? So those are the type of players that I really enjoy watching. And I like underdogs as well. You know, guys who may not get that attention they deserve, but they're consistent and they're utility players that can do it. Special teams, third down, they can, you know, just really making plays for the team.
Well, Warrick, man, I watched you. You had a hell of a career, being undersized as well. What you were able to do on the field was amazing. And you talk about a lot of those bigger dudes who were able to have those careers. From your perspective, multiple-time Pro Bowler, Falcons Ring of Honor, that started early on as well. You won that national championship at Florida State. And we unfortunately know that Bobby Bowden, he passed away recently. What did he instill in you just to kind of get you into that hump and get you prepared for the success that you had on the field?
Well, I think for me, my success started way before Coach Bowden got there, because, you know, I learned early on, you know, preparation, training, work ethic, you know, that commitment. And, you know, you meet coaches that they help you refine it a lot of times and continue to mold it until it gets to the point where, okay, now you go out and you excel. And Coach Bowden was, you know, a part of that process during an important time in my life. And he helped mold me and give me guidance that we didn't even talk about football. It was more about life. And when I think about growing up, playing Little League football, you know, calling audibles at the line of scrimmage when I was 10, 11 years old. I mean, that's understanding offenses, defenses, understanding, you know, what's important is if we can control the line of scrimmage. I learned that early. You can do a lot of things on the football field. Sometimes, as you can see, we've gotten away from that, where it's not about controlling the line of scrimmage. It's trying to fake people out by quick passes on the outside and putting guys in space. And as you see, Alabama consistently year in and year out control the line of scrimmage. And, you know, it's just the way things have evolved. And my life has really just been based on work ethic, commitment, and sacrifice. And that's what I've tried to do. And I learned it at an early age.
Warrick Dunn is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Man, you have been a humanitarian. I got to commend you. I'm sure you hear it all the time, for everything that you've been able to do with your own charity and how you continue to encourage and help people in the community. I wish we saw more of it. I think you're an amazing example. And one of the things that we're seeing you work on right now is actually with NFL alumni in health as right. It relates to vaccinations. Fill in the folks on what you're doing.
Well, I'm really just trying to encourage individuals, you know, to get the vaccine. Why? Because you want to protect yourself, your family, your community. You know, if you're not confident about it, if you have a lot of questions, seek a doctor. Go out and really understand, you know, the opportunity that you have to get vaccinated to protect yourself and people in your community. You know, football, you know, is an important game. What it taught me is teamwork, commitment, sacrifice, and really educating yourself about the vaccine and really not thinking about yourself, but thinking about others around you. If I do my part and if other individuals do their part, we can all get past this moment and get back to normalcy. But if we have people that are second guessing the science and those things, you know, it's hard to say, but I would say get informed, understand, talk to your doctor and do what's in your best interest. And for me, I would advise, please go get the vaccine so we can move forward together. And the only way for us to win, we all have to do it together. And I just really want to encourage people to do that.
Well, I know here in Atlanta, you guys are actually going to be having an open site down over at Old Turner Field for folks to get vaccinated on the 30th, correct?
Correct. We're going to have an event at Georgia State University, I think at the stadium, and we really just want to try to encourage people to get the vaccine, not say, hey, you need to get it, but hey, educate yourself, you know, understand what the issues are. And, you know, if you have opportunity to help someone else, help your family, you know, save someone's life, please get the vaccine. And that's all we're really trying to promote. We're not saying this is a must for you or such and such. Where people have the option, and we want them to know and be very informed about their opportunity to help turn a corner for us with COVID vaccine, with the COVID-19 vaccine.
Warwick Dunn is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. As we start to wrap up, as you think about how this relates to football, do you believe this is going to have an effect on the outcome of the season when it relates to vaccinated versus unvaccinated players, competitive advantage?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think a few weeks ago, guys had issues with, you know, that I need to get that, you know, requirement of they need to get the vaccine. You know, it's just like, again, when you play a team sport, you know, you make sacrifices, you commit yourself for the betterment of the team. And for us to all be victorious and us to move forward and win, you know, we all have to be on the same page. So if you are a player who's not vaccinated, and all of a sudden now you guys can't play that week, you're sacrificing everyone else's money. You know, guys want to make money at the same time. Do you want to sacrifice that for the whole team and you're the culprit? And now you cost the other team as well. So take it upon yourself just to do the right thing and make that sacrifice for your teammates. And that's really what sports is all about. Because you can't be successful as an individual. You have to have those guys around you to help support you and help you be victorious. So it's not an I sport, it's a team sport. And just want to encourage guys to really not think about themselves, but think about their teammates and how they can help their teammates, you know, be victorious on and off the field.
Well, Warwick, final question for you here before we roll out. I know you're a part of the Falcons ownership group. You're amazing here in the community down in Georgia. Simple question, though. Who are you favoring so far as we move into this season?
Well, obviously, I'm always pulling for my investment, right? I want us to be successful. You know, for me, football is different. We talked about that earlier. It's completely different when I play. You know, they don't practice as hard. They don't, you know, they don't just go through the routines that we went through. So for me, it's always really waiting to see, you know, when they have that first live game, how do guys respond? Who's in the proper shape? You know, is the chemistry there? So once I figure out like how the team chemistry and those things going, you're going to see the teams that, you know, come together and can make that run. I mean, I know everyone's going to be pulling for the Bucs, my former team. I pull for them when they're not playing the Falcons, of course, but I pull Falcons first, the Bucs would be second. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I like to wait and see, because you really don't know how guys are going to respond to, you know, that competition when the whistle's blown and you got to, you know, hike that ball and get going. You're going to see the real, you know, can guys sustain it, you know, the course of time, and guys have to get into playing shape. So it's going to take a month or so before you actually can see what team is on the rise and what team is going to struggle.
Absolutely. Well, Warwick, thank you for taking some time to come on and talk some football, but more importantly, talk about a team sport. We all got to live on this planet. Yeah, we could be a little bit more considerate of each other. I encourage anybody to go ahead and check out NFLAlumniHealth.org to find out more information as they look into potentially, hopefully, being vaccinated. Where can people keep up with you and all of your endeavors? You're always doing amazing things in the community.
Well, my organization is Warwick Dunn Charities. They can go to WDC.org. You can follow my organization at WD Charities on Instagram, Warwick Dunn Charities on Facebook. You can follow Warwick Dunn on all platforms. So, you know, if you want to know what we're doing, we really want people to not just, hey, give us, we're doing great things in the community, help support. Because, you know, the more money that we can raise, the more people we can actually help, the more lives that we can change for better. And we can help support these families in the future. So that's really what it's about for me, just trying to get the word out. And you want people to get on board, and you can do your part by supporting. We all have to do our part in society to make it a better community for all of us. So I'm just trying to do my part to help individuals live a better life, have a different, you know, childhood than I had. Really, it's more about the kids, right? So it's really about giving those kids an opportunity to have a better opportunity to be successful long-term by creating that stability, you know, they can perform better. It's just so many benefits from having stable housing, and we want people to support us. And hopefully they go online, check us out, donate. We'll come to your community as well. We're trying to expand our footprint across the country. So it's not just in one location. We will go to the people in need. We just want to help people and help families.
Hank, we love it, man. Great football player, even better person. I think that's so important. Thank you so much, Warrick Dunn, for joining us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.